A 32-year-old man has admitted his role in the disposal of the remains of a 17-year-old who was murdered almost 6 years ago. The body of Keane Mulready Woods was dismembered in a house in Drogheda in January 2020, and the remains were subsequently recovered in Dublin and Louth. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, I know that many people will remember this. It was a huge story at the time. Bring us back to the events of 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's true, Rachel. People will remember it because it is grim and horrific. The child, Keane Mulready Woods, was lured to a house in Drogheda in January of 2020, murdered, and his body dismembered with hand and power tools. His arms and legs were discovered in a Puma bag at a house in Coolock in Dublin. His head and feet were subsequently discovered in the boot of a car burned out in Dublin, and his torso was found following a search in Drogheda. Now, the chief suspect for the murder is Robbie Lawler. He's a senior criminal gang member who was involved in the Drogheda feud, linked to several other murders, and was shot dead in Belfast in April of 2020. His rival criminal gang leader, Cornelius Price, who was also responsible for several serious crimes and murders in that area, died of cancer a year later in a hospital in Wales. Now, there are a number of people have been before the courts and convicted in relation to this crime already. A man called Paul Crosby, who was in contact by phone with Robbie Lawler that day. He met Keane Mulready Woods on the day the child went missing, paid his taxi fare, took him to a car where another man, Gerard Cruz, drove them to the laneway at the back of a house in Rathmullen Park where Keane Mulready Woods was murdered. Now, the two men also bought a van in which the child's bone fragments were later found, and Cruz provided bags later found at the murder scene, one of which contained a drill. Crosby is serving a 10-year sentence and Cruz is serving 7.5 years in prison. Cruz insisted he didn't know the child was to be murdered. A third man, Gerard McKenna, who cleaned the house after the murder and removed blood-stained evidence, was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Keane's mother, Elizabeth, said after those men were jailed that it was one of the hardest things to lose a child, but to do so in such an inhumane, violent and barbaric way was totally shocking. You don't get over it. You don't move on. Period, she said.
So what then did the Special Criminal Court hear today?
Yeah, today Glenn Bride of Mount Olive Park in Kilbarrick in Dublin 5 was before the court. Now, he was originally charged with three offences, but today he pleaded guilty to just one, and a nulli prosequi was entered on the other two at the Special Criminal Court this morning. The 32-year-old pleaded guilty to participating or contributing to the transportation and disposal of the teenager's body parts. He admitted the intention of the offence, which took place on the 15th of January 2020, shortly after Keane was murdered, was to impede the apprehension of the murderer, and that he knew and believed another person to be guilty of the murder. Now, Glenn Bride was remanded in custody for sentencing on the 26th of January next year, and that's when we'll hear exactly the details of what he has admitted to having done.
Paul, many thanks for that. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds reporting from the Special Criminal Court in Dublin.